Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Your Title Choice Between Founder or CEO Could Make or Break Your Next Deal. Now let's get started with today's show. Your business card title could be sabotaging every investor meeting and partnership deal you walk into. The choice between founder and CEO isn't just vanity, it's pure strategy, and most entrepreneurs are getting it completely wrong. Here's the uncomfortable truth about using founder at the wrong time. When investors see founder on your card, they often see someone still learning the ropes. Think about it. Customers start questioning if you're actually scalable or just another startup dreamer. Banks and vendors immediately assume you're too small for serious business. The word founder inherently signals beginning, not mastery. It's like walking into a boardroom and announcing you're still figuring things out. But here's where it gets tricky. Slapping CEO on your business card when you have two employees looks desperate and frankly delusional. Early-stage companies desperately need the authenticity that founder provides. Top talent wants to work with the actual creator, the visionary, not just another suit in a corner office. When you need to be hands-on, CEO feels distant and disconnected. Let me tell you about Sarah Chen. She kept founder through her first $500,000 in revenue. The moment she hired her first department head, she switched to CEO. Almost immediately, she noticed investors took meetings more seriously. Her revenue jumped 40% that quarter. Coincidence? I don't think so. Here's your decision framework. Under 10 employees, stay founder and own that scrappy authenticity. Managing managers? Time for CEO. You're running systems now, not just building them. Ask yourself this simple question: am I building or am I scaling? Test both titles for 30 days and track the difference in responses. Look at your org chart today. If you have more than one layer below you, update your LinkedIn to CEO tonight. Your credibility depends on it. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.